Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's the Air Buds Podcast. My mic was a little hot. Right there you go. That's Mike. I'm Jamel.
I'm Mike. That's Jamel. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year's
Happy
Eve.
Screw year.
Happy screw year.
Yeah, happy Scrooge year.
Yeah, I hope everybody's sons having of bitches. A Scroogey year this year.
For real.
Shimon, how do you feel? How are you feeling about 2024? 2023 was kind of a weird year, I feel like, for people in our industry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad 2023 is over. It's really, as a whole, sucked a lot of dick, I'd say.
Yeah.
But,
you know what's annoying is like when people are like, so long 2022, you were the worst. Like people have been saying that like for every year ever, like even before the pandemic, like 2014 was like, 2014, you sucked a dick. Here's the 2015. I never really got that until this year. I guess the pandemic was pretty bad too. But then this year with the strike, no paycheck for most of the year for me, for old Mikey B. Been a little bit of a rough year. I mean, I got to travel a lot. Got to see family a bunch, and that was good.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all bad. Personally, not all bad, but mostly bad.
Yeah.
But here we are. Still, we rise through it all.
It was 2023 when you launched the Brandon Jamel Show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was March. That was a professional highlight, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
Will Sasso on the first episode?
I know. It was pretty tight. Just to also talk to a fat icon. It was really dope. You know what I'm saying?
He's lost some weight, though, right?
Yeah, a little. He's definitely not like, he's not fake Kenny Rogers fat anymore.
Right. Do you think he had the surgery?
He might have had a little something touched up. I don't know, son. He might have got touched with a little bit of that, some of that stuff.
Good for him.
My only goal in life is to be like, nah, I didn't take Ozempic. I just want to be able to say that somewhere in Beverly Hills. Nah, I ain't take no damn Ozempic. This is all jumpers, bro. This is all 15 footers.
I think, okay, fine. Let's, by this time next year, let's get you saying that. What if we both got really buff? What if we both did the Rob McElhenney in like season 8 of It's Always Sunny thing?
I mean, it could pay dividends. Let's come back buff. I mean, we're doing the dab game. When's the dab game scheduled?
End of January, I think, is when we were aiming for.
Let's do it February 1st because I'm not smoking weed in January.
Oh, that makes sense.
But honestly, my goal was to shut you out. My goal was to not smoke at all And then I would take a victory dab after beating you 1,000,000-0.
I do not want to make you break sobriety for our dab game.
I would make the rules so you would never score.
Jamel takes a break from weed for the month of January and just gets really into ketamine.
Yeah, it's something me and Brandon, we've coined a new term. It's underpass sober.
Underpass sober. I don't drink, but I do ketamine.
I do ketamine. I do everything but the basic ones.
Well, RIP to Matthew Perry, star of Friends, who died apparently of complications from ketamine. But rumor has it he wasn't doing it recreationally, but he was on a ketamine therapy regiment from his therapist.
Oh shit! Yeah, because he was trying to get off that. He was trying to get off that other stuff.
He was trying to fix his brain, the addiction part of his brain, I guess.
Damn, son. So there was like. You know what'll fix it? I ain't even about to.
Okay. You know what'll fix it? A drug you can easily overdose on.
Yeah. This happy basketball, everybody.
Happy basketball. This got to a dark
place.
It
got pretty dark pretty fast.
Let's take it to a lighter place real quick. I noticed you posting a bunch.
I'm going nuts. It's New Year's Eve and I'm going nuts.
Yeah, Jamel's doing his year in review on Instagram. We're on both main grid and stories. I feel like you're going crazy.
Yeah, I'm giving you a little bit of both. I'm giving you two angles. I'm giving you a few angles. It's like when Hillary Farr walks into Tough Love with Hillary Farr. You know when they have her walk into the house and it'd be three angles of her and you see her boots? This is what I give you on New Year's Eve.
She's no longer on Lover Listed, right?
Yeah, nah. She got her own shit.
Why do you think that is? You think she and David split like acrimoniously?
I think it was over some money, yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I think they had some matrimony. Yeah, definitely.
Some matrimony. They definitely had some macaroni, for sure.
They definitely listened to Macklemore, one of them Tonys.
I think Macklemore's probably big with Canadian people, right?
Gotta be. Canadian people over 31?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jamel, I noticed in one of your posts, posted a picture of you seemingly hosting an event of some kind with one of the loves of my life, Niecy Nash. And I don't know if I know about this. Have you told me about
that one? I really snuck that one in. That was crazy. Me and Dan went to the premiere of Quarterbacks. Quarterbacks was a documentary. Yeah. And it was a documentary that came out after the strike popped off, after both strikes popped off.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was a documentary starring football players, they got to get it off and do a premiere. And Niecy Nash was at the premiere. And anyway, no, so Dan, Sorry We Love Football's Dan Hartigan, he had tickets. He did some social stuff
for the
thing. So he's got two tickets. And we just brought the two mics and a recorder.
Oh, for Sorry We Love Football stuff.
Yeah, it was just me and him. We were just kind of hanging out pre-show on the mics. And then Niecy Nash and her partner kind of like was kind of in our orbit. Like they were sitting like over by like right off to the left of us. And it like 20 minutes of us being on the mic, they didn't move. Every other celeb kind of knew to kind of leave us alone. They were like, okay, these are random guys with mics. We don't need to do this. Shannon Sharp, he gave us like a half a head nod. I was like, hey, I was like, Niecy, we're really cool, please.
Yeah.
She came and talked to us for like 2 minutes.
Is she a big football fan?
She is a big enough football fan. She knows what's going on. She loves the Eagles. And
she does?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, is she from Philly?
She might be.
There's no way she's from Philly. I feel like I would know that.
Let's see. What's the answer?
She's from Palmdale, California.
That is not Philly.
Well, let's look at her Wikipedia and make sure that she didn't move to Philly at a young age or something like that. Born in Palmdale, raised in South LA.
Was the mayor of Palmdale. Knows Afro Man personally.
Yeah. No, she has no Philadelphia connection, apparently. Went to Cal State Dominguez Hills. Good for her.
Go Toros. Go Toros.
Welcome to the Philly team, Niecy Nash. That makes me love you even more.
She was on some Philly shit when we talked. I'll send you the link.
I could see her fitting in Philly.
Yeah. Listen, it was she was down. She was on that. She was talking that Randall Cunningham stuff. It was.
She's just weird enough that she would fit in Philly, I feel like.
Yeah. And totally had them things out. I mean, it was amazing.
Jamal, on our last free episode, we did highlights and lowlights of the year 2023. And now looking forward into the year 2024, I figured we can do, you know, a lot of people are posting their ins and outs for 2024. And I was thinking maybe we could come up with some ins and outs for basketball, both the WNBA and the NBA, looking forward to 2024. What are things that you don't want to see anymore? And what are things that you want to see more of?
Okay, first thing, I want to see more of Lethal Shooter shooting jump shots. I want to see less of Lethal Shooter doing sketches. Listen, dog. You are an amazing shooting coach. You are an amazing shooter. The lethalist, some would say. But when you start getting involved in doing goofs, my boy, sit it down. Sit it down now. Because I ain't even bring Lethal Dribbler out. I ain't even get on your head for real. I could have been made Lethal Dribbler and sent you home packing.
So
see, Peter, Ben are drafting up the contracts right now.
I'm writing down all of our ins and outs. In, Lethal Shooter taking jump shots. Out, Lethal Shooter doing sketches.
Send that back to the shop, man. This pie, it tastes bad.
I'm going to go in. Celebrations with fantastical weapons. I want to see more Ja Morant shooting rocket launchers. I want to see Tyrese Halliburton riding in a Halliburton-made tank. I want to see everything. I want to see them get really cute with the kind of military-grade weapons that they're using. Why not have someone pretend to just drive a drone with, like, the little controller, you know? I want to see fake outrage over people pretending to shoot rocket launchers and the like.
Sure. Listen, let them do it. It's fun. Because everybody, you know what everyone does now? Is they shoot the one on the three-pointer. When a guy's getting back on defense, they all let a shot off now. They're all shooting fake handguns.
Yeah. I mean,
it's over.
Even the Warriors kind of did not come up with it, but kind of perfected the whole, like, cocking their arm when they, you know, shoot a three, like a gun. Right?
All right.
Can I throw one bonus out in there, too?
Yeah, please.
The word celly, short for celebration. I'm so tired of seeing social media people, like people that make 80 grand a year working for teams doing their social media posts, posting the word Sally. Like, go away.
I used it once and I regret doing that.
Yeah. Just say celebration or just don't say it.
Yeah. I did it just because it was the trend and I felt awful as soon as I launched it. It was one where I hit a three pointer. I dribble full court. I pull up for a three-pointer just to the left top of the key, and then I shoot myself in the mouth with the fake gun.
The Suey Sally?
That's my new Sally.
Suey Sally is good. Sally. Like,
yeah, the Suey Sally. Oh, should I call it the Suey Sally?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I do.
The Suey Sally is in.
Suey Sally's in. You can
the word Sally in all other circumstances. Yes.
Listen, players. Gun violence is a problem in this country. I understand we all play Fortnite. We're all playing Apex. But when you bring it to the court, you better be shooting yourself with that fake gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how Jamal, I feel. That's my conservative take for the year.
Jamal, do you have any more ins and outs?
Sabrina Ionescu's new colorways for the Sabrina ones. Out is Stewie's. I don't like them. I don't like the Stewie twos. Get them out of here.
What about them?
I don't know, man. They look like shoes that they would wear at like a really high production value float. It's like something that a character would wear on like a. It's like it looks elemental, but like yeah, too elemental.
I'm looking at them now. There's not many good colorways of them, and then on top of that, I just don't like Pumas that much. I've never really liked the look of them.
I'm off Puma.
These in particular look like they're hiding some Heelys.
I'm off Puma right now because I'm off Kuzma right now.
Hmm.
All of these things are out. Kuzma, write Kuzma out.
Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma out.
Just write him out. Yeah, so anything Puma. I want to see the Stewie 3s. I hope they look super, super, super prima good. But I'm out. More Sabrina ones, and a bonus in, more Asia Wilsons soon, and another bonus in, Adidas make the Chelsea Grays look cool. Chelsea Gray should have a shoe, and it should look real cool.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Chelsea Gray getting a shoe. Getting a cool shoe.
Put that in parentheses.
Cool in parentheses. Got it.
Thank you.
I'm going to go in. Since we're in the shoe realm, I'm going to go in Skechers.
Right. They're having a good year.
Why not?
I mean,
2024 is a year of, we're about to see. Look, JNCO jeans made a huge comeback this year. Early 2000s style is making a huge comeback. Why not bring that to the NBA? Why not make Skechers the hottest shoe in the league? In fact, they should do JNCO jean shorts for a team. That should be a 2024 team city edition. What is the city that most represents JNCO? Detroit?
I was going to say
because of Juggalos.
Yeah, I was going to say Greensville, South Carolina.
The Greensville, South Carolina NBA team should definitely do a JNCO jeans city edition jersey.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Skechers in, I'm going to go Nike out.
Hey, that's fair.
Why not? They've had enough time at the top of this thing. I'm getting tired. Speaking of city editions, I'm getting tired of having 19 uniforms a year. Why, you know what, Nike, you had a good 5 years, 6 years since you took over for Adidas. Let someone else take over, running the league shoes and uniforms. Why not give it to Skechers? Skechers, you're doing the uniforms this year too.
Who do you think Under Armour would ever really get a shot at the NBA? You think they'd ever do it?
I don't know. I think so. Who is on Under Armour's team now?
I mean, it's as far as I know, it's Schlepp Curry,
Steph, Under Armour basketball. I feel like Steph, of course, Embiid left to go to Skechers.
Skechers.
Kelsey Plum is a Under Armour athlete. Dennis Smith Jr., Mo Bamba. Yeah, they don't have a roster. They don't have a great roster right now. I think Steph
is not. Yeah.
Didn't he just also sign someone to his own imprint underneath Under Armour?
I think he did. Was it Brandon Jennings?
No.
Nah, but it was him too. It was someone else, but it was him too.
Yeah. Curry Brand. Who are the Curry Brand athletes?
It's gonna be five dudes from
De'Aaron Fox. That's who I was thinking of.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead with this, even though we were just saying Under Armour is neither in nor out. They do not qualify for either, but I'm gonna go in. De'Aaron Fox. That guy is so good, and he's flying under the radar because I think Sacramento is this team that nobody cares about. He's been so fucking good this season, Jamel. Have you watched any Kings games?
Oh, yes, I have, and he picked up where he left off, man. He took all of John Wall's powers. When John Wall perished, De'Aaron Fox picked all that shit up off the ground and said, I'll take that off your hands.
He is currently averaging 30 points a game, 6.5 assists, 4.5 rebounds, almost two steals a game.
What they say, he's the only guy averaging 30 that is also not shooting 40% from three?
He's shooting 40%. He's shooting 0.404 from three right now.
Okay, right at it.
He's shooting right almost at 500 field goal percentage. He's at 488.
Amazing. I mean,
he's playing fast. Really well. The Kings have been fine.
I think what happened with him is once Dragon Ball Z Fighters kind of lost steam, I think he just had more time to go to the gym.
I believe that.
Because it's been out for a long time. And yeah, there's still people playing it, but like, it's kind of dead. You know what I mean? It's finally quieted down enough for De'Aaron to get in the gym like he was supposed to. And now he's cooking.
Did you play the Dragon Ball Z fighting game?
Not really, man. That's my little brother shit. That's Jaren shit.
Our gambling expert?
It's too fast. I don't gamble enough.
Jamel, is Street Fighter VI in or out? Have you decided?
Street Fighter VI is unfortunately in. Tekken 8 is also in. Guilty Gear is out.
Can I ask you, do you play Street Fighter VI at all?
Yeah.
We have not played each other in it.
Yeah, oh no. Did we never play 5 either?
I don't think we ever did play 5. I think or maybe 4? We were going we to play never... 5 online.
What? Damn, have we ever played Street Fighter against each
maybe
other?
Maybe we've never played. I think maybe we've never played before. Oh, I did fix. That's... Remember we were gonna play X-Men versus Street Fighter on my machine? I fixed the control panel so you can come over right. And play again. Yeah.
Every time we set it up, something else happens.
Yeah, I had to take the cabinet apart and rewire the joystick, but it's working now.
Nice. Okay. Damn. Yeah, I play. Who you play with?
In Street Fighter versus X-Men?
Well, no, it's Street 6.
I mean, Ryu is like my go-to usually with every game.
Sure.
But I was saying I don't really like 6 that much.
It is a little weird. I haven't quite gotten
it. They dumbed it down.
I'm going to be honest. It's not even that they've dumbed it down. They've moved some stuff. They moved some things, and then they added a new thing, and I'm still doing the old shit. I'm still playing Street Fighter V.
All right, I got back on 5, and maybe we can hop online and play each other.
I'm playing 5 in my mind. I'm trying to play 6, and I'm playing 5.
You're always on 5 in your mind. All right, in Street Fighter VI, Tekken 8, out, Guilty Gear. I've never played a Guilty Gear.
Guilty Gear is sort of like Dragon Ball. Honestly, my problem with Dragon Ball and Guilty Gear is it's almost too visually stunning. I can't keep up with what's happening because it just looks so good. It's like crazy. Because they're doing like crazy clean.
Is there too many babes for you, Jamel?
It's babes. I'm going to be honest. It's the babes. I got a lot of hookups, decks. People don't know. Nobody, we never do video of this show, but I have 5 hookups decks lined up behind me right now. Huge chance.
You know what? You know what? Oh, man. I don't have the Hubba Hubba on
the song. Hubba Hubba. Sorry. They, it's implied. The Hubba Hubba was implied. They know.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
That ought to do. I think I want to see more, I want to see players cosplaying this year. I think this might be the year. I think Wembanyama, you know, I think fans have been calling him Slenderman, and he kind of played, you know, played to the fan base of dressing as Slenderman for Halloween. I want to start seeing players dress as what, like, people compare them to. Like, Russ has been compared to, like, Goku going, like, Super Saiyan before, right? Well, I hope Russ dresses up like Goku.
Yo, for a this could game. Be this could be the year, man. I hope he saves it for the Western Conference Finals. He comes to the building dressed like Goku. It's game 3.
Yeah, I think every team should have at least one game where they're forced to all cosplay in theme with each other.
In-season cosplay tournament.
Yeah, why not?
Write that down.
In-season cosplay tournament.
Write that on down.
Joel, do you know any comedians, and this is for something else, do you know any comedians that are into cosplay?
Actually?
Let me know if you do.
Yeah, I guess I'll get back to you. I think I do. I think I might.
That I want to look into.
I know somebody in Baltimore who I think was doing some cosplay. It's got to be somebody. One of these fools out here is putting a corset on.
Okay, in players cosplaying instead of wearing cool outfits, out cool outfits.
Entirely. Let's limit the tunnel. The tunnel picks are over.
You know what it is, Jamel? Tunnel picks are fun when it was people... It was the fans kind of like blowing it up. And then when like ESPN like bought League Fits and like made it part of their coverage, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, it became too corporate. It's like
team saying Selly.
Yeah, man. I agree. It went too far. It's like, it's just done. It's finished. It's like, y'all washed it up, man. This shit is like the Dougie, man. It's done. Actually, I guess the Dougie is actually timeless.
The Dougie will never die.
The Dougie will never die. That's fact.
It's like Goonies, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Jamel, any other 2024 ins and outs before we wrap this up?
Let's see. Well, I'm out on referees for sure.
Oh,
every
right.
year out. That's...
In on players calling their own fouls?
Yes. Let's go pick up rules.
Let's do it.
I'm out on fantasy basketball.
I'm out on fantasy basketball too. Fuck fantasy basketball.
I'm out on fantasy basketball.
I'm completely screwed over by random injuries. Kyrie Irving, why did I take you on 2 different teams? God damn it.
Yeah, I got to get back to just watching real basketball.
Yeah. It's like bad enough that I picked a guy that like I just don't like for his morals and beliefs, and now he's also sitting just for fun half the season.
Yeah. I'm in on illegal streams. I'm out on fantasy basketball. I'm out on League Pass. I'm in on 47 brand hats. I'm out on New Era hats. 47 brand need to call me. That's who I need to get the deal from. Do you know anybody that's 47 brand?
No. We could probably figure it out, though.
Can you write me an email? I have so many of their hats.
Can I just be your ChatGPT?
Yes.
Jamel, you just give me a prompt and I'll write you something.
Okay, write me, it's SpongeBob. Write me a soliloquy for SpongeBob, but he's black.
Well, we hit our first itch here. I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. Oh, Jamel, I got to send you something. I posted it in the Discord in the Yacht Games, but I think you'll just appreciate this. Mm-hmm. It is, I'll just read you the Twitter quote, and then I think you'll have a very fun diving deep into this. It's from at Pterodax. Craziest shit I've seen in YouTube in a while is this channel named Glorb posting a series of AI SpongeBob drill rap videos that all seem to follow some continuity. The quality for a shit post should not be this good. You can tell this was made with actual passion.
Yeah.
I'm sending you the link right now.
I love when people try too hard on stuff that doesn't make sense.
You are going to fucking love this video, I think.
It's my whole life.
Yeah. Well, happy 2024 to you, Jamel. Happy 2024 to all the listeners.
Yay.
Hope the year is good to everybody. I hope everybody is safe tonight. Jamel, what are you doing tonight?
I think I'm hanging here, and I think I'm watching. I think I might throw on some Martin, get some champagne in me.
And you're just gonna like smoke as much weed as possible since tomorrow you're cutting.
Yeah, exactly. I'm finishing out the weed in my house and going to dinner, and then chilling.
Nice. Well, what about you? Jamel, we're doing something that is very uncharacteristic for both Deborah and I, and we kind of agreed to do it because we just didn't think about it and said, yeah, sure, we'll go. And then we thought about it and we're like, why did we agree to do that? We are going to a friend of a friend's murder mystery game party.
No, Banner, no.
It is a Great Gatsby theme party. I got my role emailed to me earlier. I'm playing Chappie, who is a British aristocrat who is in town for reasons people don't understand. And people are suspicious of where his money comes from. And I have to be in character all night long, and I don't want to do it.
Bro, you're wildin'.
You know who hates game? You know who hates stuff like this even more than me? Deborah. So I feel bad for her.
Well, here's some good news. Kofi's in for Tuesday.
Oh, hell yeah. Stay tuned to Tuesday. We're going to have a Detroit Pistons summit with friend of the podcast, Harry Moroz and Kofi. And until then, Happy New Year, and we love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.